It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome today to another brilliant day in the world. I hope you're feeling alert and alive. You know, in our daily lives, we continuously seem to run from one thing to the next. Can you relate? And because of this running, many times we don't stop and look deeply into our lives. But in order to understand what's happening when we fail or succeed, either way, it's imperative to take time to reflect, plan, and notice what's working or what is not. This is the way to live a life of full expression. That is what the show is all about today, living a life of full expression. I've got two amazing guests on my show today. I have Jim Phillips, who will be joining me here in the second segment. He's written a book all about living from the place of full expression. And I also have Alessandra Deering. She's in studio with me. And she's teaching me how to say her name properly so that I will get it right. Anyway, she's a beautiful, lovely lady, and she's got a story that will absolutely blow your socks away. What she's done in her life and who she become as a result of getting very present. So listen, your personal and your professional life will get better and better if you make a decision right now that you are going to be the success that you long for. Think about, what does that mean? What does that mean, you being the success you long for? Well, listen, a lot of us, you know, just kind of go through life unconscious, and we're not fulfilling our dreams. We're not fulfilling the best of ourselves. And we show up day in and day out with habits that don't work. We show up with mindsets that challenge us. And we show up with ways of acting that really are disempowering ourselves, right? But right now, in this moment, you're capable of exponential growth. Would you agree with that? I hope you said yes. You know, you can multiply your personal effectiveness. You can actually reach new highs. You can take your business to a whole new level. You can create unending wealth. You can have better health. You can do all these things, right? You can do all these things. But are you willing to do any of these things? Because it's really on you, it's on me, it's on all of us to really reflect on what's working in our lives, what's not working in our lives, and what we need to do things that will take our lives to another level. You know, a lot of times that comes from a place of being present to our own soul, our own spirit. Who are we at this level, right? Who are you? What's going on in your life right now? You know, are you feeling empowered? Are you feeling in a place where, gosh, life is unfolding in a really great way? Heck, we're in the summer right now. We're in the summertime of the season. The summertime is really a place where we kind of reap the rewards of what we've been doing all year long, right? So how's your summer going? You have the right attitude today to have a great day? I'm hoping you all said yes to any of this. Listen, this is about results. This show, if you've just tuned into us, we are a show that helps people to look at themselves, look at how they show up in the world, and also make the changes they need to. So life gets better for all of us, right? So I remember this. I remember a story. Let me tell you a story. I was in a place where I was wondering what the heck to do with my life. And I think I had been coaching for maybe a year or two. I was a life coach back then. That's where I started at. And I was wondering, what do I do next? And a little flash of thought came through me. And it said, write a book. And I thought, no, I don't want to write a book. And it said, no, write a book. And I thought, well, what the heck am I going to write a book about? What do I know? And I remembered my childhood. And my father was on the Los Angeles Police Department. He was on there for 48 years. And one of the things that he was really good at was interrogating individuals. He was like one of the best top interrogators on the police force. He could get people's secrets out of them no matter who they thought they were, right? And so imagine growing up in that environment. I couldn't really hide much. He knew what was going on, right? But yeah, I thought to myself, what's my greatest strength? Well, one of my greatest strengths was not interrogating, but was asking questions. And so I thought, you know, maybe I can write a book and help people to use their mind in a new way and ask questions they've never asked before themselves, which is one of the reasons I wrote my first book. The book was called Ask and You Will Succeed, and it had 1,001 extraordinary questions to create life-changing results. By the way, that book's available on Amazon if you want to check it out. But, you know, I found so much along the path of writing that book. What that book helped me find was that life is a completely inner game. There's nothing really going on outside of ourselves. It's all an inside job. And the more present we are with our own thoughts, with our own body, with our own experiences in life, the more present we can be with that, the more we can actually have positive impact. And for me, I know by writing that book, what happened is I started to take responsibility for every single thing that was going on in my life. Now, some of you say, that's heavy. I'm not going to take responsibility for everything that's going on in my life. Well, you know, it wasn't that heavy, because what happened is when I took that responsibility on, then I could also take the responsibility on to make changes. So things I didn't like, people that were showing up in my life, I didn't like the way they were showing up anymore, I could make changes. People that show up in my life and I couldn't do anything, like family members are going to be there forever, then I could change my attitude. You know, I started just looking at myself. What are the things that need to change in me? See, all success and failure starts with the beliefs that you hold and the thoughts you constantly focus on. And because all things are created at the level of mind first, right now you can let go of thinking that things will change gradually or incrementally. Think about that for a second. What if you had the thought, if everything's at mind and you've got stuff in your life that you just don't want anymore, do you realize that if you take full responsibility for that stuff that's in your life, that you can actually change it? Change can occur rapidly when you're focused on the right outcomes and the right mindset. This is what I found over time with working with hundreds of clients. I can't tell you how many clients came to me stuck in relationship, stuck in their business, stuck in their careers. Their health was failing. And what happened is I helped them to take full responsibility with what's going on. And as a result of that, they could make the changes that were necessary. Now, this is kind of heavy for a summertime conversation, but at the same time, you know, summer's a great time to really just, you know, kind of look at our lives, look at where we are, look at what's going on right now. And, you know, if there's something that's not working for you in your life, it doesn't have to be heavy, and it doesn't have to be filled with years of the same problem over and over again, or therapy or anything else. It can be you saying, you know what, now's the time. I'm sick and tired of feeling like this. I'm going to shift. And I'll tell you, you know, I was in my backyard the other day, and I was watching the hummingbirds in my backyard. I put up a hummingbird feeder, and I was watching how amazing they are at discerning what food is right for them and what food isn't. You see, I've tried putting lots of different formulas and mixtures out there, and they always send a scout out to go to the hummingbird feeder, and they go to each little opening there on the feeder, and they'll check it out. And if the food isn't right, that bird will go, and it'll sit around the feeder, and any other hummingbirds that come to try to feed, it'll shoo the bird away. Is that amazing how discerning a little hummingbird is? Now, the point of this story is this. How discerning are you with your life, right? How discerning? You know, are you really looking at what's really not healthy for you to put in your mind or in your body or surround, or maybe in your environment, right? So, you know, it's about looking within. It's about changing from the inside out. It's so cool when we do that, because I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but I've been doing this work for a while, and I can say this. Even if you've failed in so many ways in your life and you feel that it's never going to work out, I can assure you, if you do the inner work, it will change for you. And by the way, I'm going to mention this. I got 20 seconds. I got a new book coming out. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. You can get it at couragetochange.us. Right now, you can pre-order it. couragetochange.us. It will make such a difference in your life if you are ready to make those changes. All right, I'll be right back with my first guest, Jim Phillips. We're going to talk about how to live in full expression. Jim's an expert in it. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. Today, the show is called The Courage to Live in Full Expression. This is a powerful show. I believe it's a, you know, my guest is Jim Phillips. He'll be here in just a second. Before I get to Jim, I want to give a shout out to my sponsor. If you're an entrepreneur who wants to establish a successful business, you're going to need a tribe. In fact, in the world of business, it's a fallacy that successful businesses are built one by one person. It truly takes a whole tribe here. If you'd like to join my tribe, I want to invite you. My tribe is at kenstribe.com. And what's going to happen is that this tribe is going to help you foster genuine relationships in business, receive online courses, live events, webinars, and learn how to thrive in my tribe. So if you want to take your business and life to a higher level, check out kenstribe.com. That's kenstribe.com. That's Ken with an S, tribe.com. Also, I want to thank everybody for tuning into Voices of Courage. And if you're new to the show, get ready to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible to take your business and life to a new level of success. And you can find us at the web at voicesofcourage.us or just Google us, Voices of Courage. All right. Jim Phillips, are you there?
I am here. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing great, brother. It's so good to get you on the show. We've been going back and forth for a long time, so let me give you a proper introduction. Jim Phillips is a life strategist, author, speaker, and business coach. For over 30 years, he's been inspiring others to higher levels of achievement and understanding. through his strategy sessions, coaching, writing, and presentations. One of Jim's gifts is his ability to help others understand and apply the complex spiritual concepts to their personal life, which has resulted in their creating and experiencing more of who they truly are and what their true desires of life come from. Jim, this is a powerful show, and I'm so glad you're on it. It's been a while, well, man. Welcome.
Yeah, no, it's been a while since we had a conversation, and I certainly appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Wow. Well, listen, you got a new book out, so let me just jump into that, okay? The title of your book is The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression. So what does it mean to live in full expression?
Well, let me point out, and I loved all the stuff that you were saying in your first segment. It's very much in alignment with what I have in my book and what I've been doing with my coaching clients and also speaking engagements and things of that nature. But you look at the word life. The word life is the acronym for living in full expression. So to me, that is our purpose. We're here to live in full expression and more specifically live in full expression of our truth, which also means that we need to reveal to ourselves the truth of who we are. And that's the whole process we go through as we're living. Each experience we have and create, in my belief, is created specifically for the purpose of us revealing to ourselves more of the truth of who we are. And then as we reveal that to ourselves, it is then, I'm going to say it's our responsibility because I believe that is what it is, but it's our responsibility to then live from that truth.
I love that. Well, listen, you know, what was the turning point in your life that inspired you to want to share this understanding and, you know, that place we're talking about right now, about getting to know your own self? What was that shift that you had to go through so that you could crack open this light that's in you?
Well, what I think is interesting is you know this from having written a book yourself. People look at you a little bit differently. They look at you as more of an authority when, in fact, I'll speak for myself. Now, what I have written about really is just my interpretation of my experiences of life. And it doesn't mean that this is what everyone else should do. It's my perspective. But I think my perspective gives people the opportunity to perhaps look at their lives a little bit differently to gain their own perspective. And, of course, their truth is their own truth. So to answer your question, there wasn't any one particular event that all of a sudden there was this big aha moment. It was really as a result of a lot of, I'm just going to say, ordinary events in life that caused me to start questioning who I was, why I'm here, why certain things are happening in my life. Certainly looking at other people, I've been in the business world for, I don't know, 40 some years now. And some people are successful, some are not. And I'm looking at people being within the same environment. And my business life has been involved in real estate. So I would look at people in real estate, same interest rates, same market, same number of buyers, same number of sell. I mean, all of that. But yet you had some who were more successful than others. So the question to me was, well, why? What is it one person has that the other might not have? And the answer is there is nothing one person has that the other doesn't have. It's just one person realizes what they have and they take full advantage of it.
I love that. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. But, you know, what stops people from taking full advantage of their life, right? What have you found?
Well, I just finished a program, in fact, that I did for the whole month of June, and it's called Shattering the Illusions of Limiting Beliefs. And that's primarily what it is. It's any limiting belief we hold. And the definition I give to a limiting belief is any thought or belief we hold, whether true or not, whether we're conscious of it or not, that in any way limits our living in full expression of our truth. So it's anything that would deny you the life that you want, that would deny you the experiences you want, that would deny you being who it is that you believe you're intended to be. And awareness is the key. And you brought that up in your first segment too, that we have to be aware of everything to be able to make any change to it. And then, of course, as you mentioned as well, taking responsibility for it, owning it, and recognizing that we are already responsible for everything that's happening in our lives. We just haven't taken conscious responsibility for it. And when we take conscious responsibility for it, that's when we can make change. And we can make change in any way that we want. And then we have to become intentional about it. And it's with that intention and then the willingness to do what's necessary that's going to bring about new circumstances, new opportunities, a new way of looking at life, a new way of being, a new way of thinking that's going to bring to us just incredible experiences. I'm not going to say that we haven't imagined, because I do believe people have imagined some of the things, but we start to see these things really come into our lived experience as opposed to it just being an imagining.
That's good. So your book, Key to Life, Living in Full Expression, how can that book help people to tune into their own spirit, their own soul, and move past any blocks that they may have?
I think the main thing with it is it raises questions. And I think that's one of the things that we don't do enough of, and that's questioning our own beliefs. Why do I believe what I believe? And if someone goes through that process, and when I say that, I'm talking about getting real with yourself. I'm not talking about lying to yourself and playing this game. I'm talking about being real. And nobody else is going to know it. Nobody else is going to hear it. But really be real with yourself and answer your questions. So why do you believe what you believe? And what I found, and I believe most others will find the same thing, is that most of what we believe, we have no real experience of. It's something somebody told us, it's something we might have read, but we don't have the personal experience of it, so we can't really say that it is the truth, or we don't have an experience of it as being the truth. And when I started looking at that personally, it was then a question of, well, if what I believe isn't true, or isn't true for me, and I'm making my life decisions based on these beliefs that I hold, again, whether they're true or not, how far from the truth am I? And when I say the truth, the ultimate truth. And it's when we become intentional and make conscious decisions that we find that we're going to be operating more in alignment with what we believe our truth to be up to this moment. And I say up to this moment because you and I can be having our conversation right now. You could say something, or I could say something to you that's an aha that might change what I've held is true to this moment and give me a different perspective. And it doesn't mean I was wrong or that you were wrong. It just means that what I held is true was true for me to this moment until it was no longer true based on the information that came in.
I love it. Okay, well, listen, I think we have an identity crisis in America. I want to talk to you about that when we get back. And I also want to mention the book. Where can they get the book, Jim?
It's available on Amazon, although I'm going to give you a caveat. For some reason right now, Amazon is showing it out of stock, but it is not. So somebody can still order it on there. But you can go to my website at livinginfullexpression.com, and I actually have a special that I just put on there a couple of days ago. So somebody can go to livinginfullexpression.com and order my book directly from there.
That's great. Okay, so we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the identity crisis in America and how that's impacting success in people's lives. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it, the potential for a more rewarding life. A life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster. The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. The show today is The Courage to Live in Full Expression. And if you live in the San Diego County area, I'd like to tell you about a company that's near and dear to my heart. The company is Family Carpet and Drapes. They've been serving San Diego since 1976. They've installed carpet and blinds in two of my homes, and they did a phenomenal job. So right now, they're having a summer sale in hardwood flooring, waterproof flooring, tile, and cozy carpet. You will want to check them out because they have a huge selection of window coverings and blinds and shutters and custom draperies to help you to live in a home that really is expresses your beauty, your joy in your own life. So to schedule a free in-home consultation, you can call them at 619-697-5969. Again, 619-697-5969. If you mention Voices of Courage, just mentioned that you heard it on the show, they'll give you an additional 10% off your purchase. That's 619-697-5969. Family Carpet and Drapes. All right. Listen, Jim Phillips is on the line with me here, and Jim has been featured in a new movie that came out. It's called Becoming the Keys, written and produced by award-winning film producer Robin Jay. The movie has stars in it such as notable Don Miguel Ruiz and Dr. Joe Vitale, to name a couple. Jim, we're talking about identity crisis in America. From my point of view, I think until you know who you are, you can't really change much of anything. Is that true or not?
No, I absolutely agree with that. In fact, it's funny. In my book, I have a section on there that talks about identity theft, which obviously is something that is in society today one of the major things that we have to try to prevent. And yet we ourselves are the greatest perpetrator of identity theft. We've stolen our own identity. We haven't allowed ourselves to recognize and be who we truly are. And along your point as far as identity crisis, we are. Until we know who we are, we're not living life the way that we were intended to live. But I'll also say that the life we're intended to live is about finding that identity. And when I say finding it, it's not lost, it's buried. It's covered beneath what I just say are untruths that have been heaped upon us in this life, but I also believe in previous lives. So in every life that I've ever lived, there's been untruths heaped upon me that I continuously come into a new a life experience that I'm working through, that I'm shedding, that I'm gaining an understanding from, and then revealing to myself more and more the truth of who I am. And, you know, the example that's always used is the Statue of David. When Michelangelo was asked how he carved David, and he said, "I just chipped away the pieces that weren't David." And that's really the way that I look at what we're doing here with our lives. And once we chip away those pieces of us that are no longer necessary, that no longer serve us, that are no longer a part of Jim Phillips, then what's left is the real Jim Phillips, my full expression, my divine aspect.
Which I can't imagine everybody doesn't want to do the work, right? I mean, you've been doing the work. I've been doing the work for many decades. And the thing is, it leads to joy and happiness and fulfillment and abundance and connection and, everything that we've always wanted, kind of following false illusions or half-truths. When we start following what is the truth for us, what does the soul want, what does the intuition say, all of a sudden life gets better and better. Have you experienced that with your clients too?
I have, but here's maybe this is a different perspective than others might have. You cannot not do the work because just the fact that somebody's on this planet, you're doing the work.
That's right.
You can't get away from it. But it's about being intentional about the work, being conscious with the work, and then you see the results of it much more readily. And as you said, Ken, that's where the joy is. That's when you realize, oh my goodness, I'm the creator of my own life. And in fact, a phrase that I use is, we are the creator and the creation. So as we are going through this process as the creator and making our lives the way that we want, we're also creating ourselves. Or, you know, we're already here, but it really is about creating ourselves in the vision of ourselves that we were intended to be.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I remember when I was younger, I thought I was the chooser and the doer. I would choose it, I would do it. But then I had a little maturity. I was the chooser and spirit or God was the doer. But then as I matured more, you know, God is the chooser and the doer. When we connected deeply to the soul, we understand that concept. And when once we get to that place, then life starts to unfold. We become the observer of the life, not so much attached to everything in life, right? We let go a lot of those desires that created sometimes a lot of strife. You know, I'm not saying desires are negative. I'm just saying to look at if you're filled with desire, you know, what path is that taking you down? What do you think about that?
Well, I think people confuse desire with perhaps a whim or just something that they have this strong feeling that they want to achieve or to do or to experience. And I look at the word desire more as an inspiration, more as something the soul is putting out or is experiencing or wants to experience and express through me. So to me, a desire is more soul-based. And with that, I believe, comes a much stronger intention and I think stronger willingness to do the things that are necessary to allow that particular desire to come forth.
I like what you're saying, and I know you're a guy that lives from the inside out. I think that most people live from the outside in, so they see the red car and they gotta have the red car, or they see the big house and they want the house, or they see the girl that's a blonde and they want that, and next month they want the brunette, because they're living from outside in. And I think what you're talking about is living and connecting deeply with your inner truth, your inner soul, your inner presence. And from that place, a desire is completely different.
Right. Well, but I'll also say that I want the blonde and I want the red car too, but I don't want it because I'm attached to it and because what I think other people will think of me because I have that. It's because of the experience that it would give me. It's really about being more fulfilling to me as a divine spiritual being than it is showing off or having that become my identity in the world.
Right.
You know, I don't care if people, you know, there's Jim Phillips, he has a nice car. Okay, well, that's fine, but I'm not going to be attached to any of that. That's not going to be who people see me or experience me as. I want to experience me from my soul-based divine beingness.
So let me ask you, Jim, who is Jim Phillips now? You've accomplished so much. You probably have the red car and the big house and the, you know, and all the trimmings that come with all of that. Who are you now? What's the essence of Jim Phillips?
The reason I hesitate is because it's hard to say who I am without using words that create a label. And people typically associate somebody with a label or a title or an identity. If I say that I know I'm a divine being, then that is my truth. That's what I do know. And there is no deviating from that for me. But a lot of people won't and don't understand that. And yet they are a divine being themselves. I'm no different than anybody else. But what I've come to really truly believe and understand is that these experiences that I'm having here in this physical body, in this world, are the experiences of the divine experience and expressing itself through me and as me, which I believe that's what's happening through everybody. And, you know,
that's
for me
great.
To say
that's
who
great.
I,
listen.
I don't know how much further to go with that.
The show is called Voices of Courage for a reason, because I want you to speak your truth. I want you to, you know, and you know, whether people can absorb that or receive that or not, that's their choice. But truth is truth. And when a person can speak their truth, my hat's off to you, Jim. You know, there's many phrases and quotes in your book. Which one is the most powerful or inspiring to you?
I think the one that would and I'm going to use it because it just came up, and it's one that I think is very much in alignment with what we're talking about right now, which is getting to our own truth, understanding what our truth is, examining our beliefs and whatnot. And it was a quote that I was given during one of my early morning walks, because I was questioning just really what I was doing, why I was doing it, and what I was believing. And the quote that I got, when I say I get it, it's information that I receive when I'm on these early morning walks.
You got 20 seconds, then I got to jump to commercial.
Okay. Anyway, the phrase is, today what I know to be true, tomorrow might not be. Today what I know to be true, tomorrow might not be. And that frees me to let go of anything that I hold as true at this moment to receive anything new that is a better truth, a new truth, or the truth.
Wow, I love that, Jim. Okay, we'll be right back talking with Jim Phillips, and I got my second guest coming up next segment, about halfway through. So she's in studio with me, Alessandra. Wait till you hear her story. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better, and the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. The show today is The Courage to Live in Full Expression. On the line with me is Jim Phillips. Jim is a life strategist, author, speaker, and a business coach. Before I get back to you, Jim, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Voices of Courage. If you're new to the show, I know we have we're in 27 countries right now, so welcome. For coming on to the show and listening. I hope you tell your family and friends about this show. This show is a show that's unlike any show you've probably heard, because get ready, you're going to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible if you continue to listen to this show. We're all about you. We're about helping you bring success into your business, into your life. You can find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us, or just Google us. Voices of Courage will come right up. And of course, you can ask Cortana, Siri, or Alexa to just play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll play right there for you. All right, Jim, you and I are talking a little bit about identity crisis. We've been talking about who you are. We've been talking about your new book, and I want to talk a little bit about that. But before I do, I noticed that you believe that there has never been a time in history of humanity where there was a greater need to understand who we are and why we are here. Why do you believe that?
Well, I think if people would open their eyes, their hearts, and their minds and look at what's happening around the world, and we can say what's happening specifically in this country as well, that we are at a, I'm going to use the word crisis, although I'm not saying that in terms of we're going to obliterate ourselves, but just that we're at a point where awakening is necessary. And when I say awakening, it's about, well, getting back to the truth. We hear all the time now that everything is fake news, regardless of what's said, oh, that's fake news. And I believe it's gotten to the point where nobody really knows what to believe and what not to believe. And then I also think that the information that we continue to receive, whether it's social media, whether it's in blog posts, whether it's in whatever format anybody wants to put it out there, I think a lot of information is being sent out or shared, spread throughout the world without people really paying attention to what's being said. And
well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think we have too much information floating in the airwaves. The reason I started this show is because we don't need more information. What we need is wisdom. And that's why I bring people like you on this show to speak the truth. And yes, you are right. Everybody is polarized out there. There's a lot, you know, not everybody. A lot of people are polarized. But then there is a massive group of people in the middle that their voices aren't being heard. And I think those voices need to be heard, because a lot of times those are the voices of reason. And the voice of reason seems to be put down these days in terms of we'd rather hear about the dramas and what's wrong with the world and the next storm that's come rather than talking about reasonable and what we're doing as a brilliant nation to better the world and better ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a simple solution to all of it, and it's really about each person taking responsibility for their own lives. So if I take responsibility for my life, if I take responsibility for what I think, what I believe, how I act, the choices that I make, how I interact with other people, and I do it from the perspective of always looking for the best decision that I can possibly make. And when I say that decision from the heart, the decision is not only going to benefit me and what it is I'm trying to accomplish and to experience in my life, but what's in the best interest of everybody else that would be around me or that may see me or that may read something that I write. And if I am doing that, then I know that I'm creating that so-called ripple effect where I'm going to be benefiting other people as a result of that. Now, all I can do is be who I am. What other people do with whatever information or interpretation they have of who I am is up to them. But if we all start understanding and living from our truth, we're going to find that more and more people are operating from their heart, from love, if you want to use that term, and the world's going to change. But it really requires everybody to take responsibility for their own lives and not rely on other people to make decisions for us.
That's great. Okay, so listen, I've been talking with Jim Phillips. His new book is called The Keys to Life, Living in Full Expression. Jim, any final thoughts? And then let's tell people where to get the book.
Well, I just think that all of us need to understand that we're just so much more powerful than we believe ourselves to be. We just are. And we have to recognize that. And we have to give ourselves permission to be the powerful beings that we are. And be bold. Take chances. But take chances not just chances for the sake of taking chances, but take chances that are leading you in the direction of the life you want to live, the person you want to be, the world you want to see. And I think things will change much more rapidly, and they will change, and they are changing. I don't want to put any dire thoughts in anybody's minds. I believe this is all in a process we're going through right now to better the world and to better our own individual lives.
Well, you and I believe the same thing, so I have confidence that this is going to happen for all of us. Listen, to get the book, I see livinginfullexpression.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
And also on Amazon, I know, but livinginfullexpression.com, The Keys to Life. I believe that this book is another in a series of amazing books that, if you'll read it, will transform the way you think, and therefore your environment and your experience will be better for it. Jim, thank you so much for being on this show. I really appreciate you coming on at the last minute that we booked you, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Ken.
And I hope you come back, too.
I would love to. Thank you.
Okay, take care. All right, listen, in studio with me, I have Alessandra Dierink. And Alessandra is an Italian-born. She was a horsewoman first before making her mark as a daring and adventuresome jockey, riding flat races in Italy during the 1980s and 1990s. She went on to graduate from the Veterinarian Medicine School at the University of Milan. Today, she trains horses and teaches horsemanship using her own approach, a system that is rooted in classical dressage training, current horse behavioral sciences, and her experience of 40 years spent with horses. Alessandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ken.
It's so good to have you in studio with me.
Good to be here.
Yeah, you know, I've watched your videos. I've watched how you work with horses. I don't think I've ever seen anybody work with horses the way you do. What's different about your approach?
I really wanted to communicate in an immediate and spontaneous way, not just through training and conditioning them to respond to a stimuli in a fixed way, because that fails us sometimes. And then the people have no resources. So I found that there is a connection between human species and equine, which is a social relationship.
Well, I think that's what you and I really connected on, was that connection between the human species and the horse. And one of the things that I've noted is when you're training, you are like one of the most present people in the world at training a horse. I mean, you're like, right, it seems like you're almost one with the horse.
You have to be. The horse is present because it's a prey animal, and he's always present at anything. And if you're not present, he's not going to consider you basically worth his consideration.
Right.
So you have to be present, and then you have to learn how to communicate the way they do, which is not through words like we're doing,
right,
but it is through movement, and it is through the sight. That's why I concentrate on which sense I use to connect to the horse, because that's how they see things and hear things and feel things.
Right.
And so my message to them is to be something they can understand without having to be trained. And that's how I teach too, because I go into a place where I've never seen people or horses before. And I teach with what I have there. I don't need to know anything about them because I connect with them through an instinctual channel. And it makes sense. And there is 5 parameters that I modulate. So I can actually teach it to people. It's like a language. And I put it into my new book that is out on Amazon. It's Human Horse Sensing Horsemanship.
And okay, so Human Horse Sensing Horsemanship on Amazon. The author is Alessandra Dierink. Alessandra Dierink. And you can get that on Amazon. That's cool. You know, in that book, I know that you're going to tell me it's already in there, but you know, one of the things that I get is that you have to be completely with a horse in a sense that, you know, it's almost like when we're with each other right now in studio, you've got to be so present that that horse is actually connecting with you. I want to know, do you really connect with the horses on a nonverbal communication level that you understand exactly what they're doing?
Yes, you have to. And as I said, it's something physical. It's not an imaginative thing. It's how the horse moves. He perceives my behavior, totally my behavior, and I perceive his, and I need to actually get the feedback from the horse.
That's
to
wild.
Communicate.
All right, listen, we'll be right back. I'm going to question Alessandra deeply on her path here, and you're going to learn something about yourself here with this. This is really amazing what she does. Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it, the potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Wow, what a great show we have going today. The Courage to Live in Full Expression. Listen, if you're a woman in the San Diego area, pay close attention. There's an organization called Women's Wisdom, which has been assisting women business owners to not only grow their businesses, but grow their lives too, since 1991. Women's Wisdom is San Diego's premier group for purpose-driven female entrepreneurs. And if you would like to find out more about them, visit womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. You're going to connect with some of the top women leaders in the nation here in San Diego. And by the way, if you're on the internet, check them out, womenswisdom.net. They've got programs for those that are virtual too. So if you're in another country or another state, check out womenswisdom.net. They've got a little something for everybody. Today, our show, again, is called The Courage to Live in Full Expression. I'm in studio with Italian-born Alessandra Dierink.
Dierink.
And we're talking about the relationship that is built, that she's built with horses. She was a jockey for many years, riding flat races in Italy during the 1980s and 90s. And so I've got a lot of questions for you. You know, we're talking about communication with horses. Is there a way to communicate with them spontaneously or dynamically, or how do you do that?
Okay, you need to first decide that you're not going to just talk.
You're not going to talk to the horse.
You can talk if they're trained
right.
to do understand the talk.
Right.
But sometimes they're not.
Right. Right.
So what you do is you need to know that your movement has a complete meaning for the horse. And there is
so every one of your movements has a meaning for the horse.
Yes, there is five things that are parameters and are social parameters
okay.
between us and the horse that I teach. One is the sharing the same space. Then we have trust, which is only if the horse lets you into his space, he's trusting you. And the same for you. And then the respect is if he lets you get his space. You right. ask and you get to his space. And then there is the willingness to execute something you ask. And then there is your attention. Those are the five things that I have and that I modulate on the ground and in the saddle. And I choose the sense to use this on the position because on the ground they see me and they hear me and they can touch me. They get close. But on the saddle, mainly they touch me. They cannot see me. They can hear me. So I modulate my interaction with them still through the movement, but making sure that I know which channel I'm using and also the meaning of my movement in terms of social.
Well, you know, quite frankly, when you tell me the five steps, I think that, gosh, I wish every relationship I had had those five steps in process, right?
They're not steps. They are things that need to be present in my dynamic relationship with them. It's not get step one, step two, step three, because many people do that and then right. they say, oh, you get this. No, the horse is present to the moment. They live in the moment. And one moment you can be worth their trust. And then the next moment you do something, even dropping a piece of paper and you're not worth their trust. So they're going to move away.
Right.
What the beauty of this is that what happened and they perceived it and you can't do anything to change, but you can change the future.
Wow.
You can totally change the next moment. And if you do in a meaningful way for the horse, that is something they understand instinctually without having to be conditioned or made uncomfortable because some people make them uncomfortable this way so that they'll go the other way. Or they put a treat here. Well, food has a very big meaning for the horse and its social meaning. It takes a long time for me to explain. But when you treat a horse, they actually sometimes distract them from what they're doing because they think about what you gave them and they want that. And all the meaning of the rest goes away.
Wow. That's interesting. Well, okay. So, you know, horses, like people, have five senses, taste, tells, smells, you know.
And that's hearing. Why I right. use them, because I know that they're in common between us too.
Right, right. So I watched a video of you, and yeah, I talked to you earlier in studio. I love the way that you just really, your presence, you dance. You seem like you're in your joy when you're with the horses. And I know you've broken some, or I don't know if broken is the right word, but that's a word I'll use. You've been able to train horses to get them to the point where they can be ridden by humans. You were telling me you have a new horse that you're working with. It's 12 years old and is just now being saddled.
Yes, she's just starting to work, people. She's lived a good life. And
right.
We're going to have 2 months to get ready for an inspection from Brazilian inspectors because it's a breed from Brazil. And I'm really looking forward to the future because I had really great first session with her yesterday and it's looking really good.
That's awesome. So that's what I wanted to put out. I want to let people know that you are working actively with the horses. And if there's somebody out there listening, some of our members, that you have an animal that really needs some special care, that really needs somebody that can really nurture that horse, can be with that horse, can love that horse to the place where that horse can change its behaviors and really understands horses. Alessandra is somebody that you can work with. Now, she does have a new book out. It's called Human Horse Sensing, and you can get it on Amazon or you can get it. If you want to connect with Alessandra, I encourage you to go to Facebook and look for Human Horse Sensing on Facebook. Is that correct, Alessandra?
Yes, or my profile too.
Or your profile, yeah.
Dear Inc. Alessandra.
Okay. Dear Inc. Alessandra on Facebook. And if you'll do that, you'll be able to connect with her and find out a lot more about her.
And my email also is hhsensing@icloud.com, and you can connect with me through that too.
Okay, great. Okay, good. Well, that's awesome. Well, listen, I'm going to do a little wrap-up of my show here, but Alessandra, thank you so much for being in studio with me.
Thank you for giving me some space. Okay.
Listen, you know what? I bring on guests like Alessandra from time to time because I believe when you find somebody as courageous as she has, and she's led the way in so many ways in the horsing industry as a woman, showing up in the early 80s as a jockey, you know, in Italy. I mean, she's guiding, she's got a courageous voice, and now she's doing courageous things that a lot of trainers just haven't caught up with her yet, but they will someday. You know, courage is a quality that we all need more of in this world. And I have written a book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. And the reason I wrote that book is because I believe that we don't need just courage a little bit here and there, right? And courage isn't about running into a burning building. Courage is, it takes courage to look at yourself, to look at what's going on in your life, and to really make the changes that are necessary so that you live a fulfilling and joyful and happy life. We're all on this planet. We're actually all doing the work, as Jim Phillips told us earlier. So, you know, if you can do it now, you can do it later. But listen, if you do it later, a lot of times it gets more painful and more painful for you. Why not do the work now? Well, listen, if you buy the book, The Courage to Change Everything, it will help you drip on your mind every single day wisdom and strategies and tactics to really shift your consciousness. When you shift on the inside, you shift on the outside, and life gets better and better. You can find it on couragetochange.us. Again, couragetochange.us. I want to give a shout out to my sound engineer, Todd. Thank you so much for doing the show. Thank you, team, for everybody that's listening to our show, and my whole team. Thank you for being here. Thank you for getting this show in the world. Till next week, take care.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.